Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on the first saf, the virtue of the first saf, the order to fill in the front rows and to straighten them and to stand close together. So today's hadith, an Anasin radiallahu anhu qal uqimati salatu faaqbala alayna rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam biwajhihi faqala aqimu sufufakum wa tarassu فإني أراكم من وراء ظهري رواه البخاري وفي رواية للبخاري وكان أحدنا يلزق منكبه بمنكب صاحبه وقدمه بقدمه. حضرت أنس رضي الله عنه narrates that when the Iqama was made, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam turned towards us and he said, straighten your rows and stand close together, for I can see you behind me. Another narration says, of Bukhari Sharif, we used to make our shoulders and feet touch each other's shoulders and feet. We'll explain this just now. This is the literal translation of the hadith. So the first part of the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that when Iqama was made, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam would turn. So he said, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam turned towards us. And he said, straighten your rows and stand close together. And then this part, for I can see you behind me. Ulama of the opinion that Allah Ta'ala had blessed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam miraculously, that he could observe those that were performing salah behind him, despite Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam facing Qibla. One of the explanations. The other explanation is, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was aware. Allah Ta'ala had made it such that he was aware of what his Sahaba was doing, and he was very careful of getting them right. He was getting them in posture by getting them, by making them face Qibla, showing them this importance. So that's why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would turn around and he would tell them that straighten your rows and stand close together. In other words, this standing close together, it's part of our deen, it's part of establishing salah. We know aqimus salah. No, we are not just told perform salah, but we are told to establish salah. And one of the ways of establishing salah is that a person stands close together and he makes the safs very, very straight. The second part of the hadith where they speak about, or the second narration of Bukhari Sharif, we used to make our shoulders and feet touch each other's shoulders and feet. Now here, the explanation that ulama give is that the hadith is speaking about three things. Okay, this hadith only says shoulders and feet. Other hadith speaks about the knees touching, speaks about the shoulders touching, and speaks about the feet touching. Our explanation, what explanation ulama give, is this shows how close we should be standing together. It doesn't mean literally that the knees must be touching, the feet must be touching, and the shoulders must be touching at the same time, because it's not possible. If you get a whole saf, and you get people that are standing there, their knees must be touching, their feet must be touching, and their shoulders must be touching at the same time. The saf is formed, and you get people trying to do that, get the knees touching, feet touching, and the shoulders touching at the same time, is very, very difficult. But what the hadith is trying to show is this is how close we should be standing. It's as though that the feet, all the feet are together, the knees are together, and the shoulders are together. But to get all touching at the same time is not practical. So therefore, we don't make people touch their feet, touch their knees, and touch their shoulders. To get the shoulders touching is practical. To get the shoulders touching is something that's possible. So therefore, we touch our shoulders and ensure that there's no gaps between our shoulders. But the feet and the knees simultaneously, it is not possible. So therefore, we are told, ensure shoulder to shoulder. So this is the explanation given to this hadith. Some people take the literal form of the hadith that you must. So therefore you find that they'll push the feet against the next person's feet. However, we shouldn't, if we go to such a place where people do this, we shouldn't fight or argue with them, but understand where they are coming from, where they are getting this from. And our understanding of the hadith is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us this to show us how close we should be standing. Not that it should be literally done in this manner. The next hadith, عَنِ النُّعْمَانِ بْنِ بَشِيرٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ قَالَ سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول لتسون صفوفكم أو ليخالفن الله بين وجوهكم متفق عليه وفي رواية لمسلم أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كان يسوي صفوفنا حتى كأنما يسوي بها القداح حتى رأى أن قد عقلنا عنه ثم خرج يوما فقام حتى كاد يكبر فرأى رجلا باديا صدره من الصف فقال عباد الله لتسوون صفوفكم أو ليخالفن الله بين وجوهكم. حضرت نعمان بن بشير رضي الله عنه narrated that I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying that you should straighten your rows or Allah Ta'ala will cause disagreements between you. You should straighten your rows or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cause disagreements between you. So he explained this, that Allah Ta'ala has made it such that the conformity, the uniformity of the hearts is affected by the uniformity of the sufuf. So although we're thinking that this is something external, but it's actually affecting the way our hearts are. So therefore, this is not something to be given very, very mild attention to. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would give a lot of attention to the way the safs were formed. The narration of Muslim Sharif has it, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to straighten our rows to such an extent that it was as if spears could be straightened by them. In other words, to get a spear straightened, you need something very, very straight so that the spear itself can be aligned to it and can be straightened. Our rows were so straight that it was as though that the spear also could be straightened by the positioning of our rows. So straight our rows were. In other words, explaining how straight Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make the rows. And in those days, they didn't have carpets like we have carpets with lines, etc. They would actually look and see that the safs are formed properly. We explained that these are the safs, or the malaika form safs in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So anyway, the narration has it in Muslim Sharif that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to straighten our rows to such an extent that it was as if spears could be straightened by them. This continued, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam continued like this, straightening our rows, until he saw that we understood it. Now, my Sahaba, they understand how to make the safs properly. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't give that level of detail that he gave initially, although he would check to see that the safs were straight. So he says, he says what happened. Then one day, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came, he stood up for salah, and he was about to say takbir, when he saw a person's chest protruding from the row. In other words, one person was slightly ahead in the saf. His chest was protruding out. He was ahead in the saf. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, imagine, just about to make takbir, and he saw this. Immediately Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O servants of Allah, you should straighten your rows, or Allah will cause disagreement, disunity between you. May Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of correcting our salah, bringing the saf straight. Here we find what this hadith is telling us, is that one of the causes of disunity is what? Is not having the safs correct, not having the safs straight. And not too long ago, we find that this was one of the things that was affected. So seriously, where one World Health Organization says, you can't stand together, many, many masajid now broke up the safs. One person standing this side, one person standing that side, one person standing in the back. And later on they say that we got no evidence to say that there's any medical substance toward in social distancing. But what we did, we left out the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How much of disagreements and how much of disunity? So therefore we find in the sunnah there's always khair, there's always goodness. What comes from the medical side and this organization and that, they'll come and they'll go. But the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is for all times. And here from the hadith we can see how much emphasis Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave on the safs. So let us make sure that whenever we're performing salah in jamaat, that our safs are straight, our safs are correct. We don't just ignore something that is so important in our deen. May Allah Pak give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma.